If you're hearing my voice right now, I'm already dead. What year it is for you, I don't know. You just happen to be the one, the unlucky one, who found a shoebox shoved way in the back of a shithole basement. There was a little voice recorder, and you decided to hit play. And now, you might be as dead as me.
Wake up, gorgeous. You're a tall drink of something, aren't you? I almost ran out of duct tape. Now, come on, don't be mad. Give you a little lap dance. Now, let's play a game. You tell me what you're doing in my warehouse, and if I like the answer, I won't perform any amateur lobotomies.
Everything I'm gonna tell you happened to me inside the hothouse. That's what they used to call the quarantine. Now, how I managed to get myself duct taped to a chair for a lap dance and a root canal. Let's just say I'm a snoop.
Now did I frisk you thoroughly? Hello, soldier. What do you feed that thing?
Brunettes. In leather pants.
Tough guy. What were you doing in my warehouse? Speak clearly into the drill, please. What were you doing in my warehouse?
Maybe nothing. Maybe watching you load up a couple of crates of neural capacitors. Maybe stolen right
maybe,
out of beta
baby.
From SagerTech.
You'll never know how far out of your depth you are. Let me show you my credentials.
So Miss Power Tools pulls out from her neckline a SagerTech ID, which had a big number 3 on it, meaning she was level 3, meaning this was supposed to make me soil myself or something. You're really a level 3.
With all privileges therein.
Company finds out you're stealing. Sager's...
Sager? Sager, Lord and Master. Somebody needs to take him out. I'd do it myself, somebody paid me enough.
Why don't you look in my shirt pocket? That smirk on her face drops open like a mailbox, because I work for SagerTech too. Only my ID has a big, beautiful number 4 on it.
Oh,
I caught on
no,
to your skim a month ago, so I already know everything. I just wanted to see your face when I play all this back for Mr. Sager.
I will cut you in for 10%. Half!
Just dig into China.
Don't you want to stick it to the company just once? They think they can do
anything. They can.
I don't see why we can't work this out.
I'm on the clock.
The work I put into this setup. I mean, you play by the rules or you don't. Either way, this town...
Yeah, welcome to the hamster wheel. You gonna unwrap me before Christmas? So she dusts me off, I get my wallet back, and my gun.
Wait, something's going down against Mr. Sager. Something called Bad Errand. Or no, Operation
Oh,
Bad
the turnips
errand.
Are really coming out of my pockets
I'm
here.
Telling you somebody's got something planned.
As in what?
I don't know, Operation Bad Errand. It's not a fruit basket, is
Come
it?
Come on.
What if they take out Sager? If he dies, the company dies, the whole city dies. Jesus, you're gonna kill me because I stole some lousy neural capacitors?
I'm gonna kill you because you're Miss Fix-It with the power tools.
Wait, think about it, okay? You could shoot me.
I wasn't gonna kill her, I only shot a bangle out of her ear to see her do the 4-minute mile in heels. I was too beat up to run after her, and where was she gonna go anyway? The one thing you can't do in the hothouse is run. So this thing she said, Operation Bad Errand. Maybe there was something to it, because my ulcer was talking. Of course, I needed something like proof. So I headed over to Vera's bar to see if she heard anything about anything.
What's under your hat, Bruiser?
Not much, Vera. Vera Grail was a heart attack. I don't think she owned a dress that had a back in it. And when she walked, she had a swing on her. I'm saying she swaggered and she slinked same time, if that's even possible. Anyway, she sold a lot of drinks.
You look like shit.
Yeah, long meeting.
Hey, Vera, what the fuck? $100 a shot?
Vera, $100 a shot. You only charge me 20.
You buy in bulk.
Thanks!
One thing you don't know about on the outside, the lights go out a lot in the hothouse. Different grid from the rest of LA. But a lot of people thought it was something more.
One for the Sandman.
Jesus.
There you go. Every time someone mentions Sandman, you gotta roll your eyes. You think people just disappear for no reason every time the lights go out?
People disappear inside the quarantine all the time. And there's always a reason. It's not a monster under the bed.
Sandman's real, pal.
Are we kids or what?
Vera, I'm gonna ask you. I heard some today. What do you got for something called a bad errand or Operation Bad Errand?
Bad errand. What is it?
I don't know. Chasing my tail, probably.
Did I mention you look like shit? Why don't you go upstairs and crash in my room? I'll come up there later and wake you up.
I better tap out.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Integrity. Why don't you go home, see the wife and kid? Oh, that's right. They're outside the walls. Well, you can always kiss the telescreen.
The walls. The thing that makes the hothouse is the walls. 5 stories of steel and glass. Wide as Wilshire. Boxing in all of downtown. LAQ. Los Angeles Quarantine. Well, they called it a quarantine when they put up the walls, said there was a disease. Only thing is, we never see anybody get sick, so all we know is they're not letting anybody out. We're a city within a city. Hell of a town, actually. Boring it ain't. Worst places to live unless you got family on the outside. Which, guess what?
Like shit.
Thank you.
Watch the mouth in there.
You need to wipe your screen. I look good.
Hey there, first string.
Gotta go. Bobby's taking me to basketball. Bye, Dad.
No. Hey, kitten.
Jason, don't.
Riley makes first string. Anybody gonna fill me in at some point? Oh, but next door, Bobby. He's on speed dial.
Bobby is just helping us. Jesus, Riley.
I know he likes playing daddy to my family. I'm gonna talk to him.
Jason, if you threaten him.
I didn't say threaten. You want to watch your choice of words.
You're level 4. They don't monitor your calls.
They monitor everybody. Everybody but level 9. So you can watch your choice of words. They got software.
Riley needs someone in her life. You're in there. You can't.
I love my daughter.
You can't love someone you keep under your thumb.
End of call.
Damn it.
Do you suffer from separation anxiety? Prodecimil from SagerTech can help.
Next door, Bobby's sticking his beak in. Wants my family. That was fixable with a phone call. So, Operation Bad Errand. Now I had to follow Sager around, frisking everybody that walked up. I used to be a cop, so I had decent radar, but this was beyond needle in a haystack.
Thank you!
The only reason the whole quarantine wasn't living off government cheese was Mr. Sager ran his company. I mean, ran it. Toe-to-toe against the outside world. Employees had a better standard of living inside the quarantine than the rest of LA. Just you couldn't go to the beach is all.
Thank you! We're opening here today the South Central Gateway.
Sager was born for this kind of thing. The honest jaw, this wall of black hair. Then right on cue, these 2 cutesy kids came up to cut the big ribbon.
Those hugs have more value to me now than anything.
I watched when he hugged those kids. I could tell this wasn't for show. The guy just loved playing Robin Hood to the hothouse.
Equilibrium. Equilibrium with the world outside those walls is all that keeps the Los Angeles quarantine from becoming de facto federal prison. And I will never... Allow that time!
When the dust settled, we had Sager with a clean hole through his shoulder, and some hapless fuck standing behind him got it square in the pump. One of Sager's genetic designers. Dead before his knees buckled. Sager was back at work the next day. No painkillers. He called me on the carpet.
Sit down, Bruiser.
Where's the suit parade?
Here's what we know about Operation Bad Aaron.
Bullet that goes over a mile?
That bullet went right through me and killed one of my best engineers. I want that shooter.
Better show it to the cops.
Our company's too big for the cops now.
Really?
I can't have our security team sweeping the town. It looks bad. I need one guy, a street-level guy with good sources.
Search and destroy? I don't do that.
I'm just saying, bring him in.
Same result. You want a goon, hire a goon. I don't kill people.
Jesus. With your balls, you should be a level 9.
Yeah, the Sagertech Holy Grail. I've never even seen a level 9 ID.
They don't advertise.
I think it's some fantasy carrot you dangle. Keeping your workers, climbing up that ladder. Level 9!
Become level 9. You would have the access to checkpoints, back doors, all cameras, all the time. It's godlike, Bruiser. We can be prisoners or we can try and run the prison. That's our only choice in this city. Bring in the shooter and it's all yours.
Well, like you say... I'm a street-level guy.
Otherwise, you're fired.
So this was it. I go from half a decent cop to part of Sager's Armani Gestapo. He could buzzword it all day. What he wanted was a hitman. So, say I do this thing, great. They make me level 9. That kind of power, I could escape. Leave the hothouse. See my daughter. Then what? Career day. My daddy kills people for a living. Bad enough what I was about to do to next door Bobby.
This video call is brought to you by Sagertech.
Hi, Bruiser.
When Bobby picked up the video line, he had a couple of gorillas standing behind him. Their coveralls said professional carpet cleaners. See, every call in the hothouse is monitored. So, phone etiquette is everything.
Hope I'm not interrupting anything, Bobby. I see you have some gentlemen there ready to clean your carpet.
Yeah, they explain their policy pretty thoroughly. They seem very professional.
I've heard good things. So, Bobby, I wanted to thank you for driving Riley to basketball every morning and for helping my wife out around the house.
Your family is not doing well with you gone. Riley?
That Riley. She's about the only thing that keeps me from turning into a complete animal.
Riley calls you... Daddy show. I'm sorry. She pretends you're a TV show sometimes. She's twisting her hair again. It's starting to get thin in one spot. I think she's...
Just stay on your side of the property line next door, Bobby.
Okay. Yeah, maybe not me, but they deserve to have some...
Just stay on your side.
You want us to clean his cabin?
No. He got the message.
End of call. Do the high traffic areas on your run...
Who was I kidding? Sooner or later, Daddy was gonna get replaced by a warm body. Sagertech makes me a level 9, I could get out. But I had to find that sniper to get level 9. I needed intel. I went to see the Chlorine Buddha. He was the magic mirror to me. Knows all, sees all. Ex-surfer, old school. Ran a microbrew out of his garage, but that was just cover. He really traded in information. He did all his business sitting on his surfboard. The Chlorine Buddha never touched land if he didn't have to. He was my best friend in the box.
Your ulcer telling you something, Bruiser.
You gotta get out of that pool someday.
So what's the status, Gladys? What's eating you?
You ever feel like this city's all one long joke?
Ask what you really came to ask.
You think binary disease is real?
I saw the National Guard seal off Olympic. I saw some people run and get shot, but I never saw anybody get sick. Did you?
No.
Well, think for a minute. A binary disease. We're fine, they're fine, but if we touch somebody outside those walls, we're supposed to instantly hemorrhage and die? I mean, does that sound real?
Then why are we in this box?
It's an ant farm. Some gargantuan 8-year-old watching the little ants through the glass walls. He sends in Sandman to turn out the lights.
Sandman's bullshit. He's just probably an extraction team, you know, 4 guys, night vision.
I'm getting out, Bruiser. I haven't seen the ocean in 5 years.
Come on.
For real.
They've shot every single person who's tried.
There's a big rain, flash floods in the mountains already.
Come on.
They'll have to open the floodgates and the drainage system. All that water rushing through the channels.
Yeah, rushing over wrecked cars, razor wire. You'll make it to the ocean. You'll just be fish food is all.
Well, better than being under glass in here.
If the company makes me level 9.
And why would they make you a level 9?
Tell me who can smuggle firearms through the walls. My boss was shot from over a mile away. Who could sneak in a gun like that?
Okay. They want you to find Sager's shooter. In doing so, you get the big bump. Is that what you're doing now? Killing people? The company doesn't like...
I make level 9. I'll have access to back doors, biometrics, everything.
We won't get another rainfall like this in years if I miss this window. Are you ready to pay the piper? The piper being me?
I get the shooter. I get level 9. I get us out. Added bonus, my best friend doesn't drown, moron. I'm a dot. Think of anything, let me know.
Hey, Bruiser. A gun like that, maybe somebody... Not 100%, but you know her. Vera Grail.
I figured instead of marching into Vera's penthouse and getting nowhere, I'd set up in the building across the street, see what I could see. There she was, on her terrace, looking out over the walls. Table for two. Her dress was made of these little beads that I could see through even across the street. She was just leaning on a railing with a glass of vino, which she never drinks. Wanted to appear more elegant than a single malt, maybe. I don't know. That's when her glass exploded. But here's the thing. Vera Grail didn't flinch. She just held onto that railing and waited. Somewhere out there, the sniper was drawing a bead and she didn't move. Her knuckles were white on that railing, but she didn't move. A strap on her dress blew apart and the beads were popping like little pearls on her terrace. And still, she didn't move. That dress slid down her like a waterfall until there was nothing left on her body but a tiny necklace. Gold chain, thin as a hair on her throat. Still, she doesn't move. She just trembled. And I couldn't tell if it was fear or if she was loving it. I'd never seen a woman undressed by long-range gunfire, so it took me a second to absorb. There Vera was, just heels and moonlight. I was trying to think of how I was ever going to bring this up in polite conversation.
What the fuck?
I guess the sniper saw me watching. But I knew. He could reach out and touch me from a mile away. This was just a warning. I figured I'd call his bluff, so I stood up and waited.
You're Nickel. I hate to be a bother, but I'm waiting for my check to clear, and I'm gonna need you to back off.
Tell me who writes your checks, and I'll see what I can do.
You know the range on this gun. Whatever carrot they're dangling in front of you, it won't be worth what I can do to you.
An opera fan?
You don't want this to get personal. I simply don't miss.
You missed with Sager. Your Nickel.
Your daughter needs a new basketball.
A new basketball?
The old one won't bounce.
Oh, and it's an emergency.
It won't bounce because there's a bullet in it. Jason?
Chief Plagman wants to talk to you.
Take Riley and get out of town.
Jason?
Out of town.
Tell me what's going
on.
Hey,
come on, Bruiser.
Plagman was a piece of work. How this broad could fail upwards all the way to chief of police made you doubt the laws of nature. I used to be your top cop before I jumped ship to SagerTech.
This whole town, Bruiser. Things are coming to a head. Duly elected versus SagerTech. You a cop or a suit? Give you your own squad.
Under you. If it weren't for the walls, you'd still be a meter maid.
If it weren't for those beautiful walls, I'd still be with my husband. You better pick the right side. Bruiser! Don't leave town!
Gets fire every time. What did they want? Hothouse cops made less than peanuts, and I needed to send money home. Plagman was right, though. It was gonna come down to cops versus the company, and I better end up on the side still standing. I had to find that shooter before he really put my family in the crosshairs. Vera was my only lead, but I had to play it just right. I couldn't suddenly come on with a come-on after 5 years of not taking the bait. No, I had to let her bust my chops like usual, see where it went. If it went upstairs, well...
What's under your hat, Bruiser?
Wondering when you sleep, exactly.
Whenever you go into one of your war stories, I can usually catch 40 winks.
Well, I never showed you my scars.
Yeah. You talk the talk, but guess what's cheap? Why don't you do something to impress a girl?
Vera really had a sign in the window tonight, so I went in full bore. I flicked the cigarette out of her mouth and I kissed her like I meant it. Which wasn't a stretch.
Well, I'm all a flutter.
When do I get a tour of this dive? She leads me up the stairs in that skirt, and it was all I could do not to trip. Her penthouse was out of a magazine, of course. 2 seconds through the door, Vera shoved me up against the wall and applied herself.
What's wrong?
Tell you in a second. What's this? The wine cellar?
She had a whole room back there full of contraband. Booze, cigars, tech, and guns.
You can't just twist my arm. You gotta make me a chump inviting you up here.
A little black book. Pretty old school, Vera.
You know a computer in Hothouse that isn't hacked?
I need that shooter.
I don't know his name. It was Cash. Cash in a blind drop. The less I know about my customers, the better I like it. I can't believe I kissed you.
I don't know any of these names. Bob McCullough, Clifton Campbell, Patrick Aaron.
Something called Bad Aaron.
This whole thing was laughing right in my face. Patrick Aaron. Pat Aaron. Miss Power Tools heard it wrong. I've been walking around with this guy's name the whole time. I mean, the hell have I been using for brains all my life?
Who's Pat Aaron?
As in exactly. The hell I know. It's not like I take credit cards when I'm trafficking a sniper rifle.
What's this guy look like?
I've only seen him once, from a distance. And wouldn't matter if I did, he wears rubber fetish gear. I mean black rubber, head to toe. So I couldn't give you any details, except he's probably a pervert and fairly waterproof.
If you'd come to me about the gun, Vera, I could have helped you. But now I gotta rat you out.
No, you won't. You got me in your pocket now, right where you like people. See, the thing you won't admit to yourself is that you and I belong in this little Darwin box. People like us fit in here. We can't get out, but we can claw our way up. That's our only choice in here. Whenever you let go of whatever you've got on the outside...
I let go of my family. You can measure me for a padded room.
Sooner or later, you're gonna see we're both on the same track. And we might as well team up.
Yeah, all right. I'm a dot.
Done with me now?
Vera, let me ask you. Straight up, no chaser. You think binary disease is real?
It's as real as the walls and the guards and the guns. And that's all the real it's gotta be.
Now
how I had a name. Kicked all the rocks over, but no Pat Aaron. Guy's a ghost. Plus, he had all the time in the world to line up his next shot. I was the one on the clock. My family couldn't stay out of town forever. I only had one play left. Give the shooter what he wanted. Give him Mr. Sager.
Seem to get the power unit out of the van.
You set up the comm station, I'll worry about the power.
Absolutely.
No volunteers stepped up for bullet catching. So guess who found himself inside of one of Sager's million-dollar suits? I was supposed to walk in front of the office windows like a carnival duck so they could track him when he drew a bead on me.
See these levels? This is the ambient energy in the room.
Uh-huh.
The gun he's using targets with an infusion mercury laser. The second he draws a bead, we'll see it. And we can triangulate his location. You can track him on your multi-scanner, see?
Yeah.
So basically, you got from the second he locks on to the second he pulls the trigger to duck behind something sturdy like, you know, like an Abrams tank.
Somebody get my phone?
Bruiser, phone.
Who is it?
It's Pat Aaron.
Give me that.
I asked you nicely.
Putting a bullet in my daughter's basketball is not asking nicely.
You know she's a cutter? She hides it, but even through my scope, I can see the lines on her leg. Depression's hard on a kid. Separation.
You can't see her.
Beg to differ.
They're out of town.
Why don't you call your house?
Oh, holy shit, I got something. Look at the tracker. Right there, he's aiming over the walls.
Give me that scan.
I talked to Bobby. You threaten him? Send guys to his house?
I told you to stay out of town.
The one person that's shown your daughter any
kindness. You need to get out of the house
now. And then you
have
someone shoot her basketball? What, message to Bobby not to take her to practice?
Listen to me.
You fucked up, Jason. Don't call it. I'm turning off the phone. Riley's too.
Risa! Damn it.
I could see his targeting beam on my scanner, stabbing through the dark, over the walls, like a mile-long needle, pointing right at my family. From the top of the bank tower. I got to the roof, saw the targeting beam coming out from under a tarp at the edge of the building. Before I could draw a bead, I heard someone step up behind me. Whipped around, and I was temple to temple with my shooter. Tricky guy. He was the one drawing me out.
Well, Vera was right. You like the rubber look.
You look taller in my scope.
Why don't you take off those headphones so we can talk? What's with you on that song?
Helps me relax.
So what now? 20 paces? Make it interesting?
I'm gonna be honest here without going into detail, but believe me when I say I've got nothing to lose.
I know the feeling.
If you're saying we're both getting played in this, then what else is new?
What I'm saying is this town really gets under my nails.
No argument.
Nobody knows why we're in here, or who's really running things. The walls keep me from seeing my daughter, but they don't keep you from putting her in the crosshairs. And after all this, we're muzzle to muzzle. And I really got the feeling I'm gonna pull this trigger, man. I really feel me doing it. And I figure you're doing the same. So all this way, and we're gonna blow each other's brains out for nothing. What is that?
That is not good.
Everything went black. I mean black. No light on the rooftop, the other buildings. No light from the moon. It was like something was coming that ate up all the light.
What's coming?
It's classified. You can put your gun down now. We're both dead.
When it was over, the sniper was gone.
Gone. What, he fly off the roof?
Lights went out, then he was gone.
You're the one that doesn't believe in the Sam.
I don't.
Here's your new ID.
Level 5. You said level 9.
I said bring him in. Find out who hired him. Now we'll never know. You're not level 9 material, Bruiser. Not yet. But you're getting better.
I'm getting worse.
I'm getting to be no different than the garbage I used to throw in jail.
Yeah, well, we all become what we hate most, don't we? Circle of life.
I don't like where I'm headed with this job, Mr. Sager.
Bruiser, we do unpleasant things in the course of business. If we don't, this company falls behind with the outside world. We lose equilibrium. Then everyone in quarantine suffers. I love the people of this city, and
you
I'm
You can't not- love people you keep under your thumb. Under your thumb? Soon as it was out of my mouth, I was the biggest chump on 2 feet. I called up my wife and I told her it was okay if next door Bobby played daddy for a while.
Bobby's gonna be assistant coach in the team.
Don't let him make you pass all the time. You're a shooter.
I don't get it though. First he was nice, then he was blowing us off like he's scared of us. Now he's all in our lives.
Bobby's an okay guy.
You're my dad.
Not going anywhere, am I?
Trying to watch the game over here, mind? Figure skating.
I was so happy about sharing my family, all I could think about was suicide by tequila. I didn't have the guts to scrape the ice off Vera. That train sailed anyway. So I parked myself at the end of the bar in a dive called the Pump House on Figueroa. God took pity and sent me company. Just a drink hustler, but a sweet kid. Stack of blonde ice cream. Hey, if I was pouring, she was drinking. So, man, I was pouring. Here, medicinal purposes only.
Whoa!
Too strong.
I think I sprained my liver.
We slid down the rabbit hole for most of the night. This girl did not require beer goggles going in, and she was only getting better. We staggered out the door and in the general direction of my place. Pretty soon, life was good. Of course comes the dawn. My head was on fire. The girl was there, out like a light, tangled in my sheets. And even with the morning sun on her, she was 100% silk. I traced a finger down her shoulder. She was a little cold, so I pulled the sheet up. And then it comes home. She wasn't cold. She was dead.
Next time on Hot House Bruiser, Episode 2, Breakfast with a Dead Girl.
The victim's name is undetermined, but she was known in underground rave and party circles as Tuesday Last.
I'd seriously hit that if she had a pulse.
Dad, you couldn't do this.
Well, that's right. I'm gonna find out what happened.
Well, sure, corpses do that sometimes. You know, gas builds up in the body and they burp and they sit up and shoot you.
She's still alive. I'm not gonna hit you, Vera.
What, you think I can't take a punch? Been punched more than you, tough guy.
Every man is actually three people. There's the man the world knows, there's the man his wife knows, and there's the man nobody knows.
Hot House Bruiser stars Paul Nobrega as Bruiser, series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail, Jim Storm as Mr. Sager, John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha, Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman, Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman, and Kirsten Roders as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars Vanessa Angel as Miss Power Tools, Gideon Emery as The Pipe, Cliff Simon as The Sniper, and Robin Gwynn as Tuesday Last. Also featuring Billy Scott, Vita Lamorte, James Leary, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hot House Bruiser.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season 1 was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Ice Box Logic.